Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Yo! Welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. I appreciate you listening. Please, if you can leave a review of the podcast and give it 5 stars, that would be great. It would be appreciated. As weird as it sounds, it helps with placement. I mean, we've got a lot of reviews, which is for an independent podcast, for us to have 1,400 reviews is insane. But we can always use more. It helps with placement on Apple and Spotify. It means more people are listening to it. It's a weird rubric that they use, but it's one of the rubrics that they use. And if you're not feeling it, I get that, because you just listening is enough for me. Some people have donated to the podcast, which is nice. If you look on the link inside of the podcast, like if you're listening on Apple or Spotify, it'll have a bunch of links in there and you can actually donate to the podcast. Don't feel obligated, but if you want to, you can. We get a really, like, I think we get a $100 donation, which is cool because it allows me to pay people like Chris Emma, who's going to be doing more bear stuff with us this week, and Layla Rahimi, who has her own podcast inside of House of L. So we make money through advertising, stuff that you'll hear during the break in the episodes. Like, we make money through that. But, you know, we'll take what you got. If you want to donate $5, it's great. Believe me, it matters. Because for the most part, we're a one-man show. I'm that man. But that's good. We're keeping costs down. Sure, I'm working like a crazy person, but no one cares. You just want the product, right? Make me a bicycle, clown. We're out here. We are making bicycles as fast as we can. All right, so this episode is a little geeky one. I, this weekend, finished Star Trek Discovery. I had super high hopes for Star Trek Discovery when it started. It didn't, in my opinion, reach those expectations. I thought that it was a really interesting idea. I thought that they were doing kind of cool stuff where they were connecting. There was enough connective tissue to the original series that it could be a lot of fun. It did not turn out to be that for me. I did feel obligated, though, to watch the 5th season. And I watched it habitually over these last few weeks. And I enjoyed season 5. I didn't think that season 5 was great. I thought there were great moments in season 5. And I thought the finale was terrific. I think it was, from a visual standpoint, some of the coolest stuff that they've done. And I don't want to spoil it for anyone in case you didn't even realize that it was back. But the epilogue, you know how it is with Star Trek. Like, there'll be a conclusion And then there's an epilogue. The epilogue for this episode, I think, was like 12 minutes. It was really, really well done. Sonequa Martin-Green, even at times, I don't think that she was given the best stuff, like the best scripts or the best ideas. There was never an episode where I felt like she didn't give it everything that she had. I think she is an extremely talented and forceful actress. It comes across. It also is wild how much she looks like Angela Bassett too. Like, that's crazy. Like, how much she also, like, the way that she can command her face the same way that, you know who else looks like Angela Bassett? And you're going to think that I'm crazy because this is a cross-cultural thing, but it's become a thing on the interwebs. And I think they're right. Ali Wong looks like Angela Bassett. And I know you're like, Lawrence, what the fuck are you talking about? Go look at side-by-sides of Ali Wong and Angela Bassett. It doesn't make sense until you see it. And then when you see it, you're going to be like, he was completely right. Anywho, I do appreciate about Discovery that they took a lot of risk. And I know that it was, there were so many people who were dead set against the idea of there being, wait, you mean to tell me that there's a black woman captain? I can't handle all of this, even though this is exactly where Roddenberry was trying to get us 60 years ago. It was very forward thinking. And so in the 24th century or 23rd century, you think that's weird? Sci-fi fans are, it's very frustrating how it's clear in the case of Star Trek, if you do any sort of research on what Gene Roddenberry was about, or if you do any research on the X-Men and what X-Men is all about, to see people co-opt it and not understand, like, you can call it virtue signaling if you want. Yeah, that's exactly what Gene Roddenberry was doing in the 60s. That's exactly what Stan Lee and the boys were doing at Marvel in the 60s too. Gee, I wonder why that might have been a thing in the 1960s.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is! Drawing Board or...
Miro! All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
But Gene Roddenberry, when it came to Star Trek, his whole thing was about where mankind could go if they could get rid of their prejudice. Star Trek starts off as a utopia. The idea that Earth becomes united and that everyone is able to go search the stars or search themselves on how to fulfill their lives because the needs of the many are taken care of. We've put aside stuff and we've created technology that's allowed us to thrive as a species. That's what Roddenberry was on. And then if we want to talk about his personal life, he was dating Nichelle Nichols. Anyway, once you get past that part of it, if you can get past that part of it, I'm not going to argue with anyone who says that Discovery had real potential and was disappointing. I'm not going to argue with it because I feel similarly. And I don't want to spoil it for people who haven't caught up or, you know, they maybe were thinking about watching Discovery. I don't want to spoil how all of this goes, but there's a significant demarcation line midway through the series that I think is really interesting, and they didn't explore it enough. I thought season four was really cool because of the exploration of that. And it felt like at times they relied on too much of the old Star Trek stuff to get them over. Instead of creating a world, in a world that was their own thing. And I think in a little bit inside of season four, they got that. But that cast I thought was really cool. Doug Jones was great. Anthony Rapp, who I need to follow up because Anthony Rapp is a Chicago dude. Like, he's a Cubs fan. I think he even still does a Cubs podcast. I should try to get him on. Like, we had, like, given each other, like, a couple of DMs. And he's like, yeah, I should come be on the radio show or something. I was like, yeah, let's do that. But I should circle back to get him on. I think the cast of it was really strong. I just don't think they did enough, like, creatively. Here's the thing. I would recommend it still. Isn't that strange? I would recommend it especially to people who love Star Trek because there's a bunch of Easter eggs. And season five is filled with Star Trek original series Easter eggs, the movie Easter eggs, TNG Easter eggs. Let's see. Discovery Easter egg. Not Discovery. What am I thinking? Voyager Easter eggs. Like, there's a lot in there if you're a Trek fan. And for sure, Deep Space Nine Easter eggs. But I would recommend it. And maybe if you did finish season five, you finished it like I finished it this week or whatever, maybe you feel similarly about it. And that's okay. But Sonequa Martin-Green, man, she's a star. I also like that Frakes, a.k.a. Commander Riker, he directed a lot of episodes, and you could tell, not to diss on the other directors, but his connection to Star Trek comes across in every episode that he directs. If that makes any sense. But that's my review. I think I did that spoiler free. I think. Let me know what you think. People have been emailing the podcast, and I like that. I'll do a follow-up on the soccer episode because a lot of people have hit me up. But you can email me, houseoflpodcast@gmail.com. If you got thoughts on the episode or other episodes. But yeah, man, that's what's up. I will talk to you next time. Let's fly. Peace.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.